Hey, Steve, it's Bill Premier. I've got Roger Glover on the line.
Thank you.
Hello, Steve.
Hello there, Roger. Seaver here. My my rock star interview this time is with Deep Purple's longtime bassist, Roger Glover, the guy who came up with the title for Smoke on the Water, later played a big part of Ritchie Blackmore's Rainbow, produced albums by Judas Priest, Nazareth, and David Coverdale, among others, returned to Deep Purple in 1984, where you've been ever since. Roger Glover, we are up to current. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. As well, it can be expected in these times.
Indeed, indeed.
And you just encapsulated my career. What, 15 seconds?
The reason for our chat today, and it's very exciting.
Well, that's what Whoosh is all about.
Oh, my goodness. Deep Purple has a really great new album coming out in a couple of weeks. And after a tour that was called The Long Goodbye, Deep Purple is back with Whoosh. Your people provided me with a link. And over the weekend, I ate it up. From the first single, which has been around for a while, Throw My Bones, to the incredible new song, Man Alive. I can't stop listening. It's just it's perfectly Deep Purple.
Thank you very much, yes. Yeah, we don't know what it's like when we make it. You know, we don't start off an album with a plan. In fact, we don't plan anything as far as we can. We don't even plan an ending. We don't. How long is the long goodbye? We don't plan that either.
Apparently not. We thought you were goodbye, and now you're back, and we're thrilled.
I don't want to do that. When we say goodbye, it'll be gone.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to make a big hoo-la of ending. One big concert in where? London, New York? I don't know.
Exactly.
And,
exactly.
And it's all the hoopla attached to it, the emotion and the stress, and we don't need that. You know, I just want to play until we stop.
The new album is fantastic. Now, I want to talk about the song Man Alive, and I want to hit upon a lyric that's in there. Mother Earth loves a vacuum.
Don't forget, this was written last summer.
Right, right, right.
Before the COVID-19 thing. And what he was getting at, I mean, I can only guess as much as you, but what he was getting at was how the planet will survive long after we're gone. Time is time. You know, time to our lifetimes are a speck.
Exactly,
a tiny speck. In
yes,
cosmic. And nothing means anything really. I mean, everything will go its course, and there's nothing we can do about it.
And when humanity leaves, it will be filled with a simple whoosh, and then the planet will live on.
Yeah. There'll be one man left, but he's no good on his own.
Yeah, he's the one that washes up on the beach. And it's so good. That would be the spaceman who keeps making his presence known, especially in the video to Man Alive. What is the spaceman concept all about?
Oh, don't ask me. We're fortunate in the position that we make the music and the record company do the rest.
Okay, fair enough.
They know people we don't know, and this came up as a possible theme. I mean, first of all, they did the album cover.
Yes.
And
yes.
Whoosh is a very difficult word to illustrate. I mean, yeah, you could have some kind of cartoon, you know, cloud of dust and, you know.
Yes.
But, you know, very difficult. What I liked about it was that there's an ambiguity to it,
mm-hmm.
If only I could say it. I don't know quite what it's about, but I like the image. It seemed to. They listened to the lyrics to a couple of the songs, especially "Man Alive," apocalyptic kind of feel.
Exactly, exactly. I would suggest people listen to the song before they look at the video. That's what I did. The lineup of Deep Purple, you being Roger Glover, Ian Gillan. The voice is amazing still to this day. Ian Paice, Steve Morse, and with John Lord smiling down on Don Airey, who plays keyboards. I am in love with this new album.
Bless you. That's a lovely, nice way to put it. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, we've been had our ups and downs, but honestly, the last 20-odd years, there's only been one change, and that was, you know, when John left and Don joined.
Right, right.
So it's been, you know, pretty good. We get along very well, and we've worked a lot, and here we are.
Here you are. And it's a great new album coming out August 7th. I want to take a dive into another song on the new album, Drop the Weapon. Very today, very right now. Some of the lyrics are, drop the weapon, live another day, pride can take a hit. And then this line that's in there, San Francisco, where the hell did you go? The hope of the summer of love seems to be dimming. Are you calling out baby boomers?
I don't don't know what he's doing. That's another Ian Gillan lyric.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love the line, San Francisco, where did you go? You know,
me too.
Putting that in a song about, you know, deadly weapons, somehow it works really well.
It does. It does.
He doesn't use the word love, you know. You know, writing lyrics is quite an art, and sometimes you hint at something rather than spelling it out. Symbolism.
The most recent Deep Purple show I saw was at Ravinia, Deep Purple with orchestra. And after 50 years, Deep Purple's a band that always finds a way to be progressive. You were talking a little bit about how you come up with ideas, and apparently there really is no formula for you guys.
No. I remember I was the first to meet Steve just before he played with us. We did a photo session together, the two of us, and the other three had a photo session in Europe, so there's a Photoshop job. Anyway, I met him. I went down to see a Dixie Dregs show, actually, in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went to this photographic studio and for this photo. He said, "What do you want from me?"
That's what he said.
I want you to be yourself. I want you to be you.
Yeah.
You know, you can't be in a band and trying to be somebody else. You know, we have to forget our past. We have to change now, and that's why we want you. And he said, "Can I play anything?" I said, "Yeah, play anything you want. We'll let you know if we think it works or not for Purple. But, you know, we're open to everything."
Well, Steve Morse has been a part of it.
That's how we still think. We're open to everything.
That's awesome. Is there anything else about the state of the music business in general or the world in general that surprises you? Are you surprised that Steve Morse is still with you after all these years?
I'm surprised that I'm still with us after all these years.
I guess I just kind of walked into that one. Now,
I'm constantly surprised. I live in a constant state of amazement that I've had the life I've had, and that just goes for everyone else too. I mean, we found ourselves in this thing, and it's just gone on year by year by year, and it's become such a. I can't imagine being without it.
Yeah.
Although
yeah.
The COVID thing is, you know, a good rehearsal for that.
Oh, God, yes. Now, I know we're kind of running out of time here. I just want to ask you one more thing. As part of the new album, Whoosh, there is a package, part of it, where you, that's Roger Glover, and Bob Ezrin, the Uber producer, have a conversation. What do you two guys talk about?
The album, it was recorded in a studio in London because he was doing some last-minute bits and pieces in London. So they flew me over to film this chat thing they wanted to use for promotion. I didn't know they were going to put it on the album. I don't kind of know what we talked about, but we talked about the technical things, the making of the album, stories about the album, I guess, something like that.
Well, I can't get over the fact that this album sounds as good as it does. It is called Whoosh, brand new Deep Purple. The lineup, with the exception of John Lord, is basically the same as it's been for many, many years. And John Lord's spirit is running throughout it. Congratulations on the new album. And thanks for spending a little time here with us on the drive in Chicago. Deep Purple's Roger Glover.
Thank you. Much appreciated.